Hi, everybody. Welcome to another one of these. Today, we have a very special show because it's special because the contents have aged like a fine wine, which is my understanding of how wine works. So here's the deal. I keep this email folder for things that I get that are like radio related, right? And so I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to talk about this on the radio. So then I do that. And then sometimes, you know, things go in there and I don't get to them as fast as I should have. For example, this email from October 10th, 2016, from listener Elias. And the email reads, "We could all use a break from the Trumps and the Hillarys." It was titled hashtag debate. He links me to a quiz and says, "How about live on air?" So we're going to take the quiz. Turns out the one good news, I don't know if I want to call it that. The one piece of news here is that, you know, people probably still could use a break. So good. Great. So here it is. It's a quiz. Can you tell if these songs are from the 90s or the 1000s, 2000s? It may leave you in a ... dilemma. I assume that's a reference to a song. Dilemma, Emma, something like that. So let's get started. And then I thought it would be also enjoyable to see how many of these songs I remember, sort of. So let's start here. One is No Scrubs by TLC. Is that a 90s or a 2000s? That's got to be a 90s. I don't want no scrubs. A scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me. Hanging out the passenger side of his best friend's ride. Trying to holler at me. Pretty good. That's like the main part. That is a 90s song. Is Wild Wild West by Will Smith a 90s or a 2000s song? Wow. I'm going 90s again. I vaguely remember seeing this film. I don't really remember the Will Smith part. I don't know who the guy singing the chorus is. I don't think it's Will Smith. And I think it just kind of goes like, "Street to the Wild Wild West." Bum, 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 ba, down, bow. Something like that. I'm seeing Poon Master Flex, producer Master Flex, is making a symbol that looks like infinity 2000. She thinks it's 2000. I'm going 90s. Oh, shit. 1999. Boom. Let's see. Oh, is Dilemma by Nelly and Kelly Rowland from the 90s or 2000s? Now, I don't actually know what this song is. Dilemma, Emma, but being it's Nelly and Kelly Rowland, who I do know who that is, that's a non-Beyonce portion of Destiny's Child. I'm going to go 90s once again. There's a nice picture here of Nelly with his Band-Aid on his face. What happened to Nelly? He must still be around, right? Let's see, Nelly. Good gracious, at bodacious. Nelly. Nelly, Wikipedia. Wow. His name, get ready, is Cornell Errol Haynes Jr. So not only is his name Cornell Errol Haynes, but he's the second one. He's now 42? Only 5'8", which is pretty interesting. Not quite as tall as some of our friends like me. 2014 to present TV series and upcoming 8th studio album. He currently stars in his own TV show, Nellyville? Oh, it's on BET and is about Nelly's music and acting career and raising his 4 kids. Huh. I had no idea. Well, there you go. So anyway, 90s. I'm going 90s. Oh, shit, it was the 2000. 2002. I got fucked on that one. What about The Boy Is Mine by Brandy and Monica? Now, I don't know who Monica is. Brandy, I know who that is. I think... didn't she hit someone with her car? Is that a thing that happened? See, this is going to get... this is going to be racist if it wasn't Brandy. Okay, I'm Googling Brandy car accident, and it is bringing up good thing. Okay. Brandy involved in fatal car accident in 2007. Oh, thank God. Thank God she was involved in that. Brandy's Moesha co-star, Lamont Bentley, was killed in January 2005. Wait a minute. Is that the... What? People also ask Google, is Brandy still alive? Well, that I knew. Who did singer Brandy kill? She failed to stop when approaching a traffic jam on the freeway and slammed into the back of a Toyota at more than 100 kilometers per hour. The accident claimed the life of 38-year-old, ooh boy, Awatef Abudahaj. I cannot... who invented brandy? Oh, that's like the booze. All right. Well, that's not as bad as I thought. How fast is 100 kilometers per... why would you put that in there? Fast is 100 kilometers. I'm getting a sign that looks like 52, 51, 52, 15. Turkey, 62. So 62, that's not a crazy speed to be going on the freeway. I mean, I don't know. Sounds like an accident that's bad, but not as bad. Anyway, Brandy, I'm going 90s. Yes. I have no idea who Monica is. Monica. Singer? What do I put in there? Is there someone named Monica Singer? Because if so, I'll be fucked. Monica. Monica Denise Brown. 36. Oh, she's Ludacris's cousin. Well, that's interesting. None of this sounds familiar. Still standing. New life and code red, like Mountain Dew. Huh. Well, there you go. I'm not going to read Monica's Wikipedia. It's very long, though. Is Bye 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 by NSYNC a 90s or a 2000s? Oof. I think I'm going 90s on this one, too. I might be making a mistake. I feel like this came out... here's why I'm saying this. I know that Backstreet Boys hit the scene big in pre-2000 because when I worked at McDonald's, that was a song we would sing sometimes in the back while making hamburgers and cheeseburgers. But Bye 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 might have been just a little bit later. Because I feel like Backstreet was the OG and then NSYNC kind of came in. Ain't no lie. Bye bye bye. Bah, bah. Fuck. It's risky to say 90s here. It's very risky. But I'm doing it. Ah, shit. It was released in 2000. What about Work It by Missy Elliott? Dunna na dun dunna work it. Put the thing down, flip it, and reverse it. Missy Elliott is great. I wonder what she's doing these days. This has become like Behind the Music in brief for a bunch of people. Work It by Missy Elliott. I have no frame of reference for when this came out. I'm gonna go 90s. Oh shit. 2002. My God. Okay, this one I know. Was Teenage Dirtbag by Wheatus released in the 90s or 2000? Now, the picture of the guy, I couldn't have named the band for you, but it's Wheatus, like Wheatus. And the guy is wearing like a bucket hat that's bright blue and these crazy looking glasses that look like snowboard glasses. I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. Na 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 na, maybe. Listen to Helpful Snowman, yeah. 90s. That's got to be. Oh my God. It was released in 2000. I'm fucking this all up. Is I'll Be Missing You by Puff Daddy and Faith Evans a 90s or 2000 song? Now, this is the one I think that he sampled the Sting thing, the Police thing, right? And it was about Notorious B.I.G. And he's like driving a motorcycle in the video and he crashes it. I remember that. And it's kind of hard with you not around. I know you're in heaven smiling down. Every day I pray for you. Something like that. I mean, I guess I'll just say 90s. Because some of these have to be. Yeah, that was 1997. What about Doo-Wop, That Thing by Lauryn Hill? That's got to be fucking 90s. 1998. Oh, and finally, All Star by Smash Mouth. A 90s or 2000 song. Now, here's what I'm going to guess. Oh, God, this guy's fucking beard. He's got this, like, thin chin strap beard because he's got a fat face and you got to carve a face out, but it's, like, extra obvious. Like, he's just kind of decided where his chin and cheekbones are by way of how he shaved his beard. I think this is a 90s song that came to prominence in the 2000s. That's my guess. Poonmaster Flex is shaking her head. Like she knows something I don't about one of my favorite songs. Even it is in the 90s. Even though we all associate this song with Shrek, which is from 2001, this song was released in 1999. Boom. 6 out of 10, a decent effort. Now, while we're on the topic of my favorite song, All Star, I came across the other day some interesting permutations of the song All Star by Smash Mouth. Similar to what I've talked, I think I mentioned it on here, the weird B-movie changes they have, you know, where like every time they say B-movie. My favorite, I think, was every time they say the word B, and it's the trailer, every time they say the word B, the screen doubles. So, you know, you're watching it, someone says B, then there's 2, then 4, then 8, so on, until there's like thousands on there. And the description was the best part, because the guy was like, this took me a really long time to render this video, because it's like 1,000 things by the end. So I hope you enjoy it. And I was like, I did. So here's the thing. All Star also has some weird permutations. Okay, so here's one, for example. All Star by Smash Mouth, but every word is somebody. So let's hear what that sounds like. Oh, there's an advertisement. Fucking A. Video will play after the ad. This is some idiot getting ready to go out. She's like, oh, look at all these different looks I can have. That's great. It's very exciting. Those hair buns looked like Christmas colors. That was a bad choice. Okay, here we go. Somebody. I think I would have done this differently. They didn't do it exactly how I wanted. I mean, this song is so oddly auto-tuned already that you can kind of just let it go. It's not as surreal as I thought it was going to be. Now let's try this one. All Star, but every word is in alphabetical order. Oh, listen to this. I wanted to do the B-movie trailer, but every word is in alphabetical order, so I chose something with quadruple the words. So this is a direct... I did not discover this before, but apparently this is a direct correlation. Okay. Let's see. all-star, but they don't stop coming and it gets really dank. I do not know what that means. Oh, this is great. All-star, but every time he says, hey now, the bass boosts 6 decibels and the video distorts. So I guess we'll have to listen to like a good portion of the song in regular. Because how long does it take till he says, hey now? Only in the chorus, right? This is a really weird video because he's like hanging out in the suburbs. But you know, they're kind of painted. It looks like a hell designed by David LaChapelle, basically. There's a bright red house that I think is on fire. My world's on fire. Okay, here we go. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. So that's just a little bit of boost. Hey now, you're a rock star. Now it sounds like we're outside a shitty car. Oh, I guess he rescues a dog from the fire. See, now we gotta skip ahead. Because I'm not gonna listen to this whole fucking song. Let's see. I'll give it about 25 seconds. Oh, there we go. So this is another chorus in. So it's not totally destroyed yet, but it's awfully close. Also, they just have a guy like sort of breakdancing, I guess. All right. And I think we're due for another chorus here in a couple seconds. And now it just sounds like a radio broadcast from hell. So there you go. That's another one. Oh, Smash Mouth. Is there any other good ones that I can see right off the bat? I don't see any other great ones. But if you see any great ones, you know, just send them my way, man. But I only really want, you know, Smash Mouth ones. There is kind of this one, too, that's pretty good. I think this is it. The Foo Fighters song. I mean, when you start looking at this, there's some fucking weird shit. I don't know how people have, like, how they do this. I did see some motherfucker commenting on one of these that was like, oh, you wasted your time. Here we go. This goes on for 4 minutes and 17 seconds, I guess. There was one of these where somebody commented and they were like, you shouldn't waste your time doing this. To which I was immediately angry because I felt like, wait a second. You're saying he shouldn't have wasted time doing this, but you just commented on it. Like, who's really wasting the time here? Someone who made this edit or the person who commented on the edit on YouTube? Like, what a waste of time. See, now this is what I like. I wish this video had captions. I bet they would be the best. Now you're talking. All right. So, hey, that's one email down. It only took us, like, fucking probably 20 minutes. Oh, 19:30. That's not even 20. We did get another email, also in October of 2016, from Elias. And this one was titled, Things I'm Not Allowed to Complain About, Gym Edition. So there were a couple things on here that I guess he's no longer allowed to complain about, but this is an open forum for complaints. This is a show that was built on a strong, fairly weak foundation of complaints. So this is the gym edition. Let's see. First, we've got couples working out. Stop treating the rope pull-down area like a honeymoon spot. It's not a sandals resort. Agreed. I wish I had something else to add to that. It's just weird. It's creepy and weird. I saw this workout book at work one time, and it was showing like some things you can do, like calf raises and some other exercises. And basically it was like suggesting, you know, instead of like holding weights or doing something like that, just have like a lady ride you, I don't know what you would call this, like reverse piggyback style, and then do calf raises while she's just sort of like koala bearing to your front. I don't, that seems like the most asinine way to do that. I guess if you're just do, and you know what, if you're doing that, just do it at home. That's fine. If you need to work on your calves while some lady is clinging to your front like a fucking baby gibbon, then do it at home. That's all I ask. There's another one where the guy was doing calf raises, but he was like bent over at the waist and she was kind of sitting on top of his back, which I was like, that looks intensely uncomfortable and stupid. And also it was funny because it was like a real fit guy and a real fit lady. And I was like, I don't know, maybe if this guy really wants to be fit, he should find like a heavier lady. Because then he would be getting twice the calf workout. Like, you know, he'd be sitting there being like, maybe if I got myself a chubster, I could get fucking ripped as shit. You know, I've got this lean, mean lady here who's fine, but like, come on. I want to see results. I've plateaued. And then they'd have to break up and she'd have to be like, I understand because I'm also a fitness person. Let's see. Second thing. Couples on the jogging track. This is not the opening credits of a John Hughes movie. You don't have to be side by side. Agreed. There's a jogging track at the gym where we go. I assume he still goes there. And it's only two tracks wide. So you really can't walk side by side with someone without dominating the entire track. And then if you're jogging at all, you're passing these people over and over and they keep having to get out of your way. It's very annoying. It's very super annoying. Also, they have mirrors they installed in the corners. And I think the mirrors are installed so that you can see if someone's coming up behind you. But A, they're entirely too small. And because this is an indoor walking track. Do you know who's on that? Fucking old people. Okay? They need a giant mirror. But B, they're angled the wrong way. So what I'm seeing is like around the corner where I'm headed, not where I came from. Therefore, I can't see anything behind me. All I'm seeing is around the corner, which you can see because it's like an open track. So there's no purpose to it. It's just like, oh, I can see this person's back, which I'm also looking at right now. Totally pointless. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say probably, like, do couples need to work out together in general? Whether it's walking, jogging, whatever. I think that that's a great activity to do by yourself. You know what? Hang out all day, go work out, and then you come back together and tell stories of your various workout experiences. You have something to talk about. I can't imagine like being an old retired person and you're just like, what would you talk about? Because you'd be like, we spent all day together, every day. And you'd be like, oh, this thing happened at the gym. Oh, that was with you. Oh, this thing happened at the gas. Oh, that was you that did that thing. The only hope you would have is that one of you becomes dementia'd and therefore forgetful, and then you could tell these stories because it's like you wouldn't fucking remember. I mean, that would actually be kind of nice for me. Like, if Poonmaster Flex had some sort of dementia, and then I could tell her my favorite five stories that seem very pleasing to her over and over, that would simplify my life. She's, like, not having a good day, and I'm like, this old gym cheers her up about the time I almost crapped myself at the YMCA when I was a kid. She always laughs at that one. Because who wouldn't? It was great. This has been Things I'm Not Allowed to Complain About, Gym Edition. So there you go. Well, you're allowed to complain here. But so that's another email we got through. Look at that. We're just plowing through these. Now, here's another one. This one's not quite as old. This one is from Christmas. My office mate made something this year. She decided, because I have a disease where I tend to get songs in my head and they do not go away. And so she decided this year to just keep track of all the themes that were stuck in my head, and then to make a list. And then at the end of the year, she made this list called the Peter Dirk Experience. And she also gave me an iTunes gift card, which is got the correct amount to get these songs, right? So now we can all have the Peter Dirk Experience. I just screwed something up here. I just made this window show up that I don't want, but I don't know how to make it go away. See what this is? I don't remember what I pushed. View. Oh my God. Now there's another thing. Oh my God. Hide sidebar? Oh, I did it. Okay. Hang on. I've clicked away. I'm 100 years old. So here are the songs in no particular order, I believe. And now I'd like you to guess, just think in your mind. You've listened to me on this show probably many times. You've heard the kind of music that I enjoy and would probably like to have stuck in my head. So I want you to guess, just like see if you can think of three artists that you think are likely to show up on this list. Because I think none of them will be on here. So take 1 minute and do that. I'm going to try and do this other thing I was trying to do. Here we go. Okay. Taking a nice screenshot here so I can put that on. All right. You ready? Song number one, I'm a Slave for You by Britney Spears. I don't know. I don't know which part of that. That's not a real... I was a little surprised to see that one on here as opposed to a different Britney Spears song that I should probably make sure isn't on here. Toxic seems to be more problematic for me, but who knows? Second song, Believe It or Not, theme to The Greatest American Hero. This is a show I've never actually seen, but the theme song is pretty good. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. Na 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 na, so free. All right, then we've got Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus. Now, that's kind of a jam that shows up on most of the times if I'm golfing or having a party of some kind. Party in the USA makes it onto the list. Next, now this one is also pretty weird. Jenny from the Block by Jennifer Lopez. I don't know where that came from. All I could think is it must have been used to have a little, now I have a lot. Which I'm kind of like, fuck you, Jenny from the Block. And also, if there's anyone who is from the Block but is not, like, who has forgotten where she came from, it's Jennifer Lopez. Give me a fucking break. Next is Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. So that was a day of me walking around the office going, dun 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 dun. Now, I'm pretty sure that what happened was I was thinking of Tetris, because I think that it's that song or kind of a bastardized version of that song. I don't know if it's different. Hang on. Tetris music. Dun 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 dun. Do 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 do. Let's see. Oh Jesus, there's a fucking commercial on everything. This is uploaded for all Tetris fans. So isn't that exciting? I'm watching some lady jump rope glow sticks. Well, that makes me really want to buy a phone. I don't even know what G-Pixel, Google Pixel. Great. Okay, so this is one of the songs. Da 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 So then how does my song go? I guess they're close. I think the Tetris song is better, though. I don't know who made up that Sugar Plum Fairy song, but I think they missed out on fucking this song. I would, like, if I went to Russia and then got back, I would be so disappointed if I never heard this song. Oh, listen to this. This song has a name. Korobinyki. Okay, Korobinyki is a 19th century Russian folk song that tells the story of a meeting between a peddler and a girl describing their haggling over goods in a veiled metaphor of courtship. Outside Russia, it's widely known as the Tetris theme from its appearance in Nintendo's 1989 version of the game. Huh. Am I the only... Oh, it's got lyrics. Hang on. Let's see. It starts out... oh, my crate is so full. I've got chintz and brocade. Take pity, oh, sweetie, of this lad's shoulder. I think I get the innuendo already. My crate is so full. Like, my balls are full. I will go out into the tall rye. I will wait there till night comes. Once I see the dark-eyed lass, I will showcase all my goods. Well, now that one's not very sneaky. Let's see the next one. I paid no small price myself, so don't bargain or be stingy. Bring your scarlet lips to me. Da-da-da-da, sit closer to this fine lad. The foggy night has already come. The daring lad is awaiting. Hark, it's her. The desired one has come. The merchant is selling his goods. Katya is haggling with care. She is afraid to pay too much. A lad is kissing his lass, asking her to raise the price. What? Only the deep night knows what they agreed upon. Straighten up now, O tall rye, and keep their secret scrupulously. I gotta assume that this is a lot better in Russian. Oh, my crate is so light. The strap is no longer cutting into my shoulders, and all my lass took was one turquoise ring. I had given her a whole piece of calico, a scarlet ribbon for her braids, a little belt, the white shirt, the strap to strap on while haymaking. Got that one. Strap on while making hay. 10-4. The sweet one put everything back into the box, but for the ring. I do not want to go around dressed up without a fiancé. Oh, you foolish young ones, did she herself not bring the half flask of sweet vodka, and she did not take the gifts? So stay right here, an unbreakable promise I give. Once I empty the crate, I'll return home, and you, my sweetheart, to God's church I will lead. All through the rainy night, the young man runs and catches up to a grumbling comrade in the village. Old Tihinich swears, I really thought you were gone. Vanka only smirks. I sold the chintz. Okay, that makes no fucking sense to me. Oh, will this tell me? Oh no, that's the song. Well, there you go. Who knew that Tetris was a fucking Russian jam? I didn't know that. Okay. Now we have Don't Stop by Fleetwood Mac. I just want to point something out here. So far we've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4 have lady singers. 1 doesn't, and 1 has no lyrics. The aforementioned I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys. Now, I know where this came from because I remember sometimes at work I find myself using the phrase, tell me why. But tell me why, and then I'm like, nah, 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 nah. Rolling in the Deep by Adele, which in my theme of Adele songs, I don't know any of the words to. And if I start singing it, it kind of turns into a Fall Out Boy song. The theme to Three's Company. Come and knock on our door. Na 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 na. Now, this is one I don't actually remember, but I can only guess where it came from. It's I'm Too Sexy by Right Said Fred. All I can think of is maybe I was talking about there was a time when my sister was somewhere between 2 and 4 years old and really liked that song and would sing it all the time. And that was a very inappropriate song for like a 4 year old to be running around singing. I'm too sexy for my shirt. Too sexy for my this. But you know what? Maybe I should bring that back and just when I don't want something, be like, I think I'm too sexy for that. Oh, let's see. Oh, it's time for your one-on-one meeting with your boss. I think I'm too sexy for that. Pass. Next is All Star by Smash Mouth. So that makes sense. Now, here we have Single Ladies by Beyonce, which is not a song that I like. But there you go. Sounds like music made by robots to me. Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson, which I sometimes call 61 Dogs. Spiderwebs by No Doubt. That one I know is because on my phone, I have to screen my phone calls because sometimes I get a phone call from someone that I do not want to talk to. Now, this is a repeat appearance. Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. I mean, duh. I am on a recreational volleyball team that's called the Wrecking Ball. So, I again, hard to blame me. Now, here's one. I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney Houston, which I was treated to a very drunken, emotional version of. Not by me. And I'll just leave it at that. It was incredible. I have video. Then we've got The Final Countdown by Europe, which actually made an appearance on this show not too long ago, because when I was saying I wanted sports music, and from the sidelines we heard, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. I don't know if I... Yeah. I don't know if I mentioned it on the show, but I think that Poon Master Flex then spent a significant amount of time searching the internet to sort of prove that that's sports music. And finally, Timber by Pitbull featuring Kesha. The only part of that I really sing is, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Because that's Pitbull. That's what I know of Pitbull. I don't know if Pitbull's ever made a song or if he's always just a featuring. In fact, I don't know if his name is Pitbull or featuring Pitbull. It's hard to say. So there you go. That's the Peter Dirk experience. Aren't you glad that you got to be a part of that? Now you know, if you want to make this playlist, which you'll be able to see on the website there, you could recreate a little of what it's like to work with me for a year. So that's pretty exciting. I have one last thing. This is just kind of a rando that got in my inbox. Here's what happened. Someone I work with was like, we were complaining about pens. I don't know who runs the company known as Office Mate, but fuck you. All right? You make a terrible pen. The Office Mate pens we've gotten lately are even worse than the ones before, which at least those had the dignity to just not write, but they didn't fall apart. The ones we get now, the caps are on, and the ink part that goes into the pen, into the tube, is the cap is so tight that when you pull it off, it pulls the pen out of the tube, and then you cannot remove the pen from the cap. So it's trash. As soon as you open it, it does not work. So, someone at work was like, I was thinking of getting my employees for Christmas. What you can get is you can get like 1,000 pens for $34 if you get, it's what it is it's wholesale misprint pens. So these are like custom business pens that someone would order, right? They're like, oh, I have this such and such a business, print them up. And then apparently they fucked it up. And so then Amazon just collects all these and then shoves them in a box and is like, here you go, fuckers. Enjoy. So if you ever need a bunch of pens for some reason, there you go. This also gave me a really good idea, which we'll get into in a second. Now, what happened was I started looking at the reviews for this because I was like, I wonder what people think of this, right? And about three reviews in, I see a one-star review that says, inappropriate and racist wording on pen. And what it says is, I purchased this for the second time. Every pen said Nazi on it. How could you possibly send these out with such wording on it? I have attached a picture of 1,000 pens, but I would not ever trust this again. Now, her picture is not of 1,000 pens. It's also very blurry. But what it looks like is someone had a business, and his name is hard to pronounce. Banaz Gyasi, I'll say. And what it says is Banaz, quote, Nazi Gyasi. So it's like his nickname. It'd be like if it was like Peter, helpful snowman, Dirk, except his says Nazi. Now, this is not something I had considered. Because it's like, okay, what this person is saying is these all said Nazi on it. And I'm like, well, that is a misprint for the ages. Like, yes, I think I know why these got sent back. And I, for one, would be delighted to see that show up in my 1,000 pens. I don't think this is all 1,000 pens. There's probably just a few. But it would be pretty crazy if there were in there. But then this gave me this idea of, okay, let's say I became a real estate agent and my real estate agent rival is named Martha. What's a real estate sounding name? Martha. So what I would do is get a bunch of pens printed that said Martha, Nazi Martha, right? Like that's her nickname. Or you could get like some pens printed with like swastikas on them and it's like white power and they're, you know, white shafted pens. Although you'd have to get like white ink pens, right? Because the whole white power argument breaks down when you're trying to use a pen. I'll say that. What are you going to do? Go buy a fucking notebook filled with black paper? Does that even exist? I'm sure it exists somewhere, but what would you even do? So you'd have to do it that way. But you could like sabotage someone else's business a little just by being like, maybe making some implications. I don't know. Like if there was a certain political candidate you weren't a fan of, you could just put on these pens that your rival was. If there was like a you know, something going on. Whatever's going on, you just get another 1,000 pens printed. And you're just like, Martha supports the killing of Harambe. something like that. And you just kind of keep doing it. And then you just distribute them into the community. She is never going to figure out where these came from. She's just going to pick one up at the fucking bank and be like, what the hell is this? And you won't even be there to answer for it. That's the beauty, right? So overall, I think this is an excellent, excellent product. And the great news is, you might get some good stuff there. Only one person has rated this one star. You know, I was expecting a better quality pen as a two star. I'm disappointed because 700 of the pens were the exact same color, print, and design. I mean, come on. Oh, I couldn't use any of these for making my flower pens art project in class. I'm at a loss on how to use them. I would buy a box, but afraid of the same result. Too bad it wasn't more of different ones than the ones that were all the same. The Orher 300. This person is very dumb, and I hope they're not teaching a class of kids. Also, I'm at a loss on how to use them. They're pens! You fucking write with them. What the fuck? I don't know how to use this. Well, I got all these pencils that I was going to, you know, carve the lead into little elaborate designs, but Jesus, now I don't know what to do. That's what you do. You could just use it for its original purpose. So there you go. That's Hitler pens. And that wraps up most of what we've got, I think. So, thanks for listening. I hope y'all have a great rest of your whatever, whenever you're listening to this. And we'll see you next time.